Order the Transportation Committee meeting of Mount Pleasant Town Council. Good to see everybody. Happy New Year. Let's talk about roads and kind of where we left off. And our agenda is put before you. Number one is approval of the minutes of the December 2nd meeting. Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Have a motion, have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Item number two is public comments. If you would like to speak, please come to the lectern. You have 2 minutes. Going once, going twice. All right, that'll save us a few minutes. We will move on to item number three, presentation of Charleston County's interim improvement plans for South Carolina Highway 41. If everyone remembers, and Brad, you'd have to remind me when it was that we approved the interim improvement that involved a new lane, but I think another design has come out, and we thought we better kind of dig a little deeper than we do at a council meeting. Cal, I appreciate you being here.
All right, thank you, committee members. My name's Cal Oyer. I'm the project manager for Highway 41 for Charleston County. And as the mayor was saying, we early in the process, we identified the need of, along with staff and county and town, that it would be really beneficial to go ahead and try to get some interim improvements in place while we're waiting on the much larger project to complete NEPA and design. And so about a year and a half ago, we identified a scope for such a project, and it included having a second lane put in, a southbound lane, and some intersection improvements at Highway 17. As we got deeper into design, and that was approved, and the town of Mount Pleasant provided funding for that design. And then as we got further into design, we looked at some other solutions and found that a different type of intersection at Joe Rouse Road and 41 could eliminate the need for that southbound lane because it performed just as good than the southbound lane would. These tables up here illustrate that. Whereas today, it would take 14 minutes to 17 minutes to travel from Highway 41 down to Highway 17. From further up 41 down to 17 from Harper's Ferry Road. And the travel times would be cut in half by either the adding this the second southbound lane or putting in this option of a continuous green T intersection. And the level of service, if you look on the right on table two, they're both significant improvements over what we have today. But the Green Tea intersection actually would have a better level of service for that intersection. So we've got some illustrations. This one is this is the existing. Okay. So as you see right now, traffic in the AM peak hour already backs up a good ways on 41, and you have two left turn lanes coming off Joe Rouse, and the two left lanes are competing with each other to get see who's going to be first at the merge. And as you can see right now, traffic will stop as they're merging, and that's a big part of the problem that's going on now. And so then moving to the continuous green T model, and by continuous it means that right hand southbound lane always has a green light, and that keeps them from queuing up and starting again. And what you have is a lot of natural gaps in the traffic, and you have a free flow situation. And then although you do have to merge back, when you turn left right now, you can see the left turns queuing up at the single left turn lane on the green tee, queues up, but you can give more green time to them. And so they'll start going. And you can see there's not as much traffic coming down on 41 southbound in the right-hand lane. And it's very easy to merge down at the bottom, and traffic will flow smoother. We'll empty out the Joe Roush back up faster that way.
Let me ask you a question. Obviously, the peak hours or the traffic flows different is reversed. Is this programmed to take that into consideration?
Well, all along on the interim project, we were identifying the AM peak traffic as the main problem that we could fix fairly quickly and without much cost. So this one doesn't address that as much. There might be some slight improvement, but we haven't quantified that.
So the main thing is that this one helps, as we just saw, it helps the AM coming out of Joe Roush Road where we were just talking, it really backs up.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, yes, ma'am. Being one of those commuters that does this every single day, both directions, I put it out on Nextdoor so people would comment. I actually had people that got on it just because of the newspaper. And then after that, I came in and said, okay, I've already read those threads. If you can add anything else, let me know. So here's the big concerns. I see exactly what you're talking about, and everybody agrees it's going to be wonderful for people that live in Rivertown and coming over the bridge and possibly even those from Dunes West, the backlight. Because coming down, there's no doubt it'll be a lot easier when you don't have the light. The concern is that before we had the second left-hand turn, being able to turn out of the right-hand lane left, we were backing up in the mornings all the way to Arlington and beyond, sometimes almost all the way to the circle. Right. And so I think I've heard maybe as much as a double amount of time to get through that light if we go to the one lane. Is that right, double, or maybe as far as how long the light would be green for the left-hand turn?
Well, and that, I don't have that exact.
Too much of a detail? Okay.
No, but I can get that for you because we did run simulations that would show how much more green time we were given.
Okay.
I don't have that.
So the
right
two
now.
Couple concerns that people have more than anything else is, one, people are just scared to go back to only having one lane because they feel like no matter what, it's going to back up really far again. And just to answer for Mayor Haney's question, in the mornings, it's a very concentrated period between 7 and 9 because of schools and commuters. Mm-hmm. In the afternoon, it's a little more spread out because schools are at an earlier time and then people come home from work at all different times. So it's still heavy traffic, but it's not nearly as concentrated.
Right.
But anyway, so the issue is you still have to merge, and that's one of the things that one of the POA presidents said. You still have to merge coming left, and you've got the people that are continuous, and you're making it look like because they're continuous and they don't back up that you won't have as much trouble merging. But a lot of us feel like, are we really going to see that free flowing? I mean, it looks to us like on 41 it would be constant traffic in the morning.
Yeah, well that the illustration that we just showed you is from the model that we use, and you could see where that 41 southbound had lots of large gaps in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've measured, and that's what we are confident that that's what's going to happen.
So when you use the term model, you're talking about like a traffic study versus a simulation. Like you studied the traffic?
And what you take your study, which is usually traffic counts and observations, you put that into a model.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I need to be able to clarify.
It's called a VISM model is the type of model that we used, and that's the appropriate model to use when you're looking closely at intersections and what's going on there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
If I could just help Ms. Landing, there will be gaps for southbound because of the traffic signal going to Dunes West. So that's where the gaps will be created.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So the gaps
that's
will
true.
Be there coming down, and by having those gaps and by having double time, because it takes a while for people to start up. Once the signal changes, it's 3 or 4 seconds before somebody's not on their phone or whatever to come out. But with that additional time, it allows more of a free flow, which gets more traffic through that intersection.
Yep, I see that.
And if I could ask a question, Mayor, on the on the design, am I seeing a way for pedestrians to cross here?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, it may not be real obvious, but yes, there is a pedestrian crossing. So even though it's a continuous green T, if a pedestrian does call to cross, okay, it would turn red. It would stop that traffic.
I don't know where the pedestrian's going.
Right.
Because I don't know if there's a sidewalk.
Well, maybe to the store.
But that question, yeah, has come up,
right,
about pedestrians, in particular, right, from the Phillips community, maybe wanting to cross. And again, I don't know where they're going to, why they're crossing, but there is a pedestrian signal going to be with this to, right, stop the southbound flow.
Yes.
That would be the only time that that phase is ever stopped,
but,
is
but
for
there,
a pedestrian.
But there is the potential.
Yes.
So, yeah, am I clear that otherwise, unless a pedestrian pushes that button, you have uninterrupted southbound flow from north of Joe Rouse down 41?
That's correct. Yeah.
So you travel that every day. I mean,
but coming, generally, I'm coming the other way,
right,
off of Bessemer.
But I mean, that would just seem like almost disorienting, wouldn't it? I mean, you know, it's kind of like when the bridge reopened to get to Daniel Island, right?
Right.
What is this?
Yeah. It'll be a great improvement.
Okay.
Well, I'll mention on that, it may take a little retraining because a lot of us who have done the time study, because of obviously trying to get to work in the morning, take Bessemer because it is shorter. So a lot of people in Bessemer that built homes after the fact said, but you're cutting through our neighborhood. It's like, well, we were cutting through here long before it was a neighborhood. But maybe because of this southbound open lane, it's going to be better to go out to Dunes West Boulevard 241, and that might change the traffic pattern a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a detail, but anyway, it might help with the explanation.
And we, you know, when we install a traffic light change, we observe it, and there can be some tweaks made that could help a situation like that as well. But I don't expect it.
Tell me where this stands so far in approval from the county.
The county staff has approved it. We briefed it to the staff, to full county council. There were no objections to it, to proceeding this way. So we're looking for approval from the town to go ahead and finish up the design using this option, since it was your funding.
Right.
You know,
and that was my question.
Yeah.
I think with council last month, what we said is we will get down into the weeds on this. I don't think there was any objection from the rest of council. Of course, it only takes one more to make a majority since we're four now.
Yeah.
But we had approved funding, and we had approved the additional southbound lanes. So do we need to, I guess we need to do something approving this. And I guess my question is, does the same money apply to this that applied to the additional lane, the money that we had approved?
Yeah.
If that's the county's option, I mean, we applied it to an improvement. It was different, but it's, according to the data, has the same effect. So
that's right.
And that is the intention of the county?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
To apply that money to the so you probably need the committee to at least give its blessing to this redesign.
Right. And the last slide will show the benefits, which is no right of way.
Let's see that last
yeah.
slide.
Yeah. So the cost will go, we had estimated over $3 million, and we think we can bring these improvements for under $1 million. We aren't going to impact three neighborhoods that the second lane would impact. We are going to significantly reduce utility relocations and eliminate the need for a wetland permit, which means time, and right-of-way acquisition. So we won't need any right-of-way. So it's just a win-win solution all the way around.
Yes.
I have two more questions. So the first one is that a lot of people express the concern that the real problem is downstream. When you hit 17, it's so hard to get out, and right now we have that one right of way, I mean the one like you curve around without even doing a light. I know that's part of this, but what changes are there?
Yeah, on 17 we're making a couple of improvements also, which will allow left turns if you're southbound on 41 and you go to your left turn, right now, the people that might be coming out of Dingle Road, which is several cars, that, you know, there's some businesses there as well. They can't make a left yet because there's a concurrent through to get to Dingle Road. What we're doing is separating that through out. It's not a lot of cars take that, but when you separate it out, then you can change the signal timing so you can have those two left turns going together, and then just have a 5-second run for those that are going through. So that will improve the flow at 17.
So, but right turn, it would be the same?
The right turn, we're actually going to improve the radius of that. Right now, it's kind of sharp, so everybody slows down. We're going to make that faster and by making the radius less sharp, cars will get out faster onto 17.
So I told you there were two questions. The second one's a toughie, sorry. So it might be brought up, how come we didn't do this in the first place? Because this doesn't require any of the things as you're about to show us, and it would have solved this a lot earlier.
Well, when you're in the conceptual stage of traffic studies, you use less sophisticated traffic modeling, which is usually, which is targeted to show that capacity-wise, if you make these changes, everything will work. Then the next natural progression, once you are going to look at that option closer, is to go to the VISA model, which we did, and that's what showed that this new solution would work just as good. Actually, a little better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
One more little thing is that next thing, and this is it because I didn't ask you that for three, but I'll say one more. Everybody wants to know, because I have heard, oh, well, this is just a stopgap, and why would we do this? And, of course, we know why we do this, because it'll make life a lot better between now and 2026, which is the projected finish. So the alternatives, which is scaring a lot of folks in our neighborhood, as you know, the alternatives are still out on the table, and they were supposed to be finalized months ago and months ago and months ago, and it just kept being pushed off. So when are we going to see?
In the springtime.
which is March or June?
Well, right now, I mean, what we're hoping is going to be April. That's what we're targeting right now. So, and that's to do this same type of level on everything that we've looked at, because it is such an important issue, and there has been a lot of people asking about it. The intersection, the overall seven solution down on 17 is very complicated, and once we got into that and presented it to the public, there were lots more questions that we felt we really needed to dive in and answer without a shadow of the doubt why this option doesn't work or the other one. So that has taken time as well.
Okay, thank you.
I know that I personally heard from residents in Horlbeck and Colonnade who were very concerned about that lane, that southbound lane coming closer to them, giving them more noise. This will be welcome in that they'll get the relief, a higher level of service sooner, and save money too. Yeah. So I think it's a great idea. Mr. DeMoor, I think we probably need a motion and a vote from this committee just to make it official.
Yes, please.
All right. Do I have a motion that we accept this and give it our approval?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The difference in $3 million and $1 million is $2 million. Does the $2 million go back into the overall 41 project in our favor?
I would assume so.
Well, yeah. It was coming out of our project budget, our overall project budget. So by moving to the interim, we hadn't planned on that when we set the budget, but we, when we came up with a solution, we wanted to be able to fund it out of our project. So yes, we're saving $2 million hit out of the project. So now we're down to
back into the project.
Yes, sir.
Okay. While we're on this, and it's noticed as Highway 41 discussion. Would you bring up the point about?
Yes, sir. I wasn't sure exactly where you want.
I think this would be a good point.
During the planning committee meeting today. We had a really good presentation about workforce housing that's at the corner of Winnowing Way and Gregory Ferry Road. There is some impact on Winnowing Way with the widening of 41 and with what happens with the traffic shifting over to Winnowing Way. I was concerned that there could be, and there may not be, there could be an impact on the project by putting that workforce housing on that property. And I'd like to put it on the record, what I think is the answer, of will that workforce housing at the corner of Winnowing Way and Gregory Ferry Road in any way impact the widening of 41 as it relates to Winnowing Way?
Yeah, we have been contacted by the developer or the property owner about that question, and we've just as a matter of fact today finished overlaying the project impacts onto that piece of property. So we'll be sending that out to him, and we'll work, you know, at this point of the design, there's always the opportunity to move a few feet one way or another, and that's what we'll continue to do as we work through the design to minimize those impacts, if, you know, and maybe eliminate them, hopefully.
I just want to be sure, because yeah. This workforce housing is a big issue for this community, and yeah. We're totally in favor of it. What we don't want to do is approve something initially that has any impact whatsoever on the widening of Highway 41.
Mr. Chapman, I'd like to add to what Cal said, and a couple things is your approval of this interim project has no effect on what you're talking about, obviously. And secondly, as Cal has indicated, there has been coordination with that developer. In fact, several months ago, I had the same question. I'm like, make sure you're aware of this solution that they're looking at, where we're basically trying to peel off all the northbound 17 traffic away from the existing intersection by using the Winnowing Way route. And they said, yes, they had already started that coordination with the designer to understand and set their building footprint. So it's not going to be, oh, by the way, we're going to hit your building. So the county has done, through their consultants, that due diligence that's needed. So, yes, there would be property impacts, but there's not going to be an impact that would make the project go away.
Okay. Does that answer that question?
Yes, sir. I hear property impacts. Does that mean the property values have gone up, increasing the cost?
Well, they'll have to acquire whatever they end up having to acquire.
Is that something we can do in the approval of the workforce housing project about the right-of-way?
I don't know. I don't know where it stands in the approval process. If it was a right, oh, well, you're approving a zoning. It could be a question that's asked, are you willing to donate the right-of-way, which has been done before?
That's the question I'm willing to ask.
All right.
I don't want to run the cost of 41 right. anymore, even though we just picked up $2 million.
All right, so we have a motion and a second, and it's time to vote. All in favor of the motion? Yes.
I did have one more
okay.
little thing.
Sorry.
Is there any chance that if this doesn't work as, I mean, I know engineering is such that it's pretty scientific. It is scientific. But if for some reason in practical application this doesn't do as well, is it even practical to think that we could, we're not setting the stage back too much longer because this will be quick. This will happen quickly, right?
Right.
So
right.
if we run into a problem and for whatever reason it's not keeping up, we still could go forward with other things.
Well, I guess we would set it back to, I guess how you would look at that is it now performing worse than it is today?
Right.
Absolutely. If we found that, then you could always revert it right back.
Right. And or go forth with perhaps the extra lane. Okay, that's it. Sorry.
All right. All in favor of the motion to approve, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It, Cal.
Thanks.
Thank you. Item number four is update on ongoing projects.
There we go. Okay, I wanted to update the committee on a few of our larger projects that we have underway. The first one is the Billy Swales project. And under the NEPA process, we have been studying many alignments. The same as the county has on 41. We've studied three alternatives. We've looked at widening of Highway 17. We've looked at Rifle Range Road. And now the Corps of Engineers has asked us to study yet another alternative that would come south through our proposed park property. And So at this point, staff and our consultant are producing documentation as to show that this would not be a feasible alignment. And that's kind of where we are in that process right now.
Any questions?
My only question is, does the Corps not know that you can't go through park property?
I can assure you we'll make sure they understand that.
Yeah, the 13C process.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, next.
Next is the US 17, the Rifle Range Road Connector project. We currently have right-of-way plans submitted, and we are reviewing them at the staff level. And as soon as those are approved and DOT is approved, the concept, we will begin the right-of-way acquisition process for that project. That will likely start in the first or second quarter.
And just to be clear, we're talking about the one from the Christchurch area that formerly known as Long Point Road extension.
Sir. Okay. Yes, sir. And there's a map of that project. All American Boulevard, right-of-way plans are complete or will be complete this month, and we will be entering the right-of-way acquisition process to purchase the property for that project. And there's the phase one from the existing All-American Boulevard to George Browder Road. And the church has dedicated most of the right-of-way for that project. And then here's the second phase to Park West. And then finally, the Patriots Point Gateway intersection improvements. We have submitted, we had to get a design exception from DOT for the 11-foot lanes. That's nearly complete. And the DOT has our right-of-way plans and comments are forthcoming. And the next step in that project is also right-of-way acquisition. And that's all I have for this month.
On this one at Patriots Point Gateway, where is most of the right-of-way acquisition going to occur?
It's mostly what we call strip takes mm-hmm. along the edge of the roadway.
Okay.
It's very, in most cases, it's not any more than 5 feet wide.
Okay.
Because most of the widening improvements are coming from reducing the lane widths.
So it's not going to be major takings of pieces of property that are being used for other purposes?
There are some decent takings on the gas station property.
Okay.
We've minimized that as much as we can. And there's also some takings on the other corner parcel that Dominion owns, where the park is.
Which direction from?
That would be across the street from the gas, across Patriots Point Boulevard from the gas
okay,
station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, don't they have a big power trunk
have,
line
they have
that
some
comes
big,
up there?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Any questions? I guess that one is going to coincide. I see complete construction December 2021. We know the Patriots Annex that was approved.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know that it's going to be, have they coordinated with y'all? I don't know that it's going to have anything completed by December of 2021. Maybe.
We just had our kind of our coordination meeting with their team on kind of getting to that out of that concept phase and starting the phasing plans and developments, the site development. So I think it'd be very unlikely you'd see certainly anything open. They might be under construction at some point, but okay. Not open by that point.
Okay. Next. Or is that it?
Just one more. Park West Boulevard widening, that project is under construction and is moving forward.
Yep. I've been out there to see that. It's it's very encouraging.
Yeah. All the dirt that came from Coleman Boulevard is out there now. So.
Yeah. And the traffic cones and all. Yeah. Yeah. That's the way that works.
Yeah.
Any questions? Is that the final
yes,
update?
Sir. Yes,
anything
sir.
Else? All right. That completes our agenda. Thank you for the briefing. And with no other business, this committee is adjourned.